other members of the family might. Of course, you being from Sweden, they probably hadn't built up any resistance to malaria in the family.
I meant to ask you the other day when you were telling me about your mother, did you ever pick up any of the language?
No.
Can you ever remember hearing her speak it?
No, I can't, because she came when she was 2. Now, my aunt did. My aunt spoke the language.
I see. Well, talking about, say, somebody who had died, have you ever heard anybody say anything other than, well, so-and-so died?
Passed away.
Have you ever heard anybody use any terms that were maybe a little bit cruder than that, that meant the same thing?
Kick the bucket.
Or, you ever heard somebody say, so-and-so finally croaked?
Yeah, once in a while you hear somebody. Usually they're very respectable to those who have passed on. They say passed away.
Say this expression, you might say, well, so-and-so has been dead a week now, and nobody's yet figured out what happened? Or what he died
with.
The place that people are buried, that's called a
cemetery or graveyard.
Does it make any difference what you call it if it were a small one, maybe on private property?
I don't know. I don't believe I know of any of this on private property.
You know, sometimes I see when I'm riding along just a small plot with a few tombstones in it that's usually fenced in or something like that. And I was just wondering, you know, if they called it a
family
plot or something.
Yeah, family graveyard.
The box that people are buried in, you call that the
casket.
And the ceremony for the dead person, you say you're going to so and so's.
Funeral.
And you know, sometimes the relatives might dress in black.
Yeah.
You say that they're in
mourning.
What, this expression, if somebody asked you, you know, if they were inquiring about your health one day, they might ask you, well, how you doing? And if it was just an average day, what would you probably say?
Fairly well. Pretty well. I'd like to say fairly well. Pretty well really doesn't mean what you intended.
Right. Well, sometimes, you know, when people ask how you doing, they really don't care anything about knowing. Just something to say.
That's right.
When they see you. Have you ever heard anybody say fair to middling?
Yeah, fair to middling.
Say if you know somebody that sometimes things bother them a lot, you might tell them something like, well, everything will be all right, just don't
worry.
Or, this is a disease that you don't hear too much about anymore, but children used to die from it because they get these sores, you know, in their throat.
Good theory.
Yeah. Did you ever know anybody?
Yeah, so my niece died with it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
Oh, 60 years.
Was it ever very bad in this part of the country?
Yeah. There's a child died right over here.